بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have hadith number 82 with us, and it's a long hadith with a lot of points to be learned. So who will read it to us? Kareem.
Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to begin prayer with takbir, that is saying Allahu Akbar. And he began the recitation with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that is praises be to Allah, the Lord of the universe. When he bowed, he neither kept his head up nor bent it down, but kept it between these extremes. When he raised his head after bowing, he did not prostrate himself till he had stood erect. When he raised his head after prostration, he did not prostrate himself again till he sat up. May peace be upon him. At the end of every two rakahs, he recited the at-tahiyyat. And he used to place his left foot flat on the ground.
Tahiyyat, that is. Huh?
Tahiyyat.
Not tahiyyah, because in Arabic, tahiyyah means salam.
Salam.
Salutation. But tahiyyat, it's a plural, which we all know. Yes, go ahead.
He recited the at-tahiyyat, and he used to place his left foot flat on the ground and raise up the right. He prohibited the devil's way of sitting on the heels, and he forbade people to spread out their arms like a wild beast. And he used to finish the prayer with the taslim.
Jazakallahu khairan. Now this is a description from one of the greatest scholars and companions of the Prophet والسلام, Mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her and with her father. She stated that the Prophet والسلام, would begin his prayer with a takbir. And what is the ruling on takbir? It is a pillar of prayer. And that is why it is extremely important. When you come and the Imam is in the ruku' position, you come late, and you go, a lot of the Muslims make the mistake of saying Allahu Akbar and bow. And if you ask him what was this, he said bowing, takbir for bowing. This prayer is invalid. You must say Allahu Akbar as takbiratul ihram to begin your prayer. Now, if you intend in one takbir to join the two, this is permissible. But if you say Allahu Akbar and then Allahu Akbar, this is also better and permissible as well. Likewise, takbiratul ihram has to be done when in the standing position. A lot of the Muslims, two or three steps before the row, when the Imam is doing ruku', they say Allahu Akbar and they're walking. And this is not acceptable. It has to be when they are standing in position. So it's a pillar and it's an important thing. She goes on to say that he used to begin his recitation with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And this means that he did not begin his recitation with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as it is the madhab of Al Imam Al Shafi'i. The three other schools of thought say you do not recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly. Only the Imam al-Shafi'i's school of thought say that you do this. And what is the most authentic opinion? By far, it is definitely the opinion that states that you do not recite it loudly, because the Prophet ﷺ did not recite it loudly. Neither Abu Bakr, nor Umar, nor Uthman, nor Ali. The companions of the Prophet who prayed behind all these four said once in a hadith, my son, by Allah, neither the Prophet, nor Abu Bakr, nor Umar, nor Uthman, nor Ali ever recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly. And is it part of the Quran of the Fatiha? Is it part of the Fatiha or not? It's an issue of dispute among scholars. If you open some of the mushafs, not all of them, some of the copies, you will find Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, one. And then you go to Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Ihdina as-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Verse number 7, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim ghayr al-Maghdub alayhim wa al-Dallin. So they say now these are 7 ayah. But in other schools of thought and other copies of the Quran, you will find Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim without any number. Like all the other surahs of the Quran. When you come to Al-Baqarah, do you find Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim 1, Alif Lam Mim 2? No. So in other schools of thought, they say that it is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen number 1. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So which is the most authentic? The most authentic is the second. It's the latter. Why? Simply because the overwhelming evidences support that. In the hadith, the Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah the Almighty says, I've divided prayer between me and my servant into two halves. If he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah says, my servant has praised me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, my servant has complimented me. Maliki Yawmiddin, my servant has glorified me. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, this is between me and my servant. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الصراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Allah says, this is for my servant and my servant will get what he asked for. So the point is, the Prophet said, Allah said, I've divided the Salat, which is Al-Fatiha, into two parts, and he started with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And this is one of the greatest evidences that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is not part of the Fatiha. So what is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? Scholars say that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is a separate ayah. Is a separate ayah that differentiates between a surah and the one that follows it, with the exception of Surah At-Tawbah. So how many times do we have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in the Quran? 114 times. Because we have 114 surah. Yet in Surah An-Naml, we have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So Surah At-Tawbah does not have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in its beginning. Moving on, she pointed to us how the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to bow. And she said that if he bowed, his head would not be pointing up and it would not be pointing down. And we have other hadith telling us that the Prophet, when he bowed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his back would be straight to the extent that if you put water on it, it would remain. Now, I've seen a lot of the brothers, especially athletes, who think that they are doing their warm-up for their karate or taekwondo. When they bow, they do this, almost touching their heads to their knees. And this is wrong. And I've seen arrogant brothers, when they bow like this, you know, doing this. What are you doing? This is not bowing. And the sunnah is to be like this, 90 degrees. And your head should also be in the same level of your back. It shouldn't be going up, and it shouldn't be looking between your legs. It should be at the same level. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do it. And she tells us that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, whenever he raised his head from ruku', he would not prostrate until he stands erect. This is a sunnah that has been abandoned by a lot of the Muslims. They say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, and they don't stand erect. I've seen people utilizing, so they think, utilizing the time of prayer. So they say, instead of doing it in 10 minutes, we can make it in 7. I say, how? He said, we utilize. How do you utilize? He said, look, I'll show you. سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان العظيم سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. So by the time he's standing straight, his knees fall to the ground. He says, I save like 20 seconds per rak'ah. Instead of saying, سمع الله لمن حمده and wait and then go for sujood. No, as I'm raising my head, my knees collapse and I go down to the prostration, and this is not acceptable. His prayer is invalid. Some of them even go like this, سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. They don't go, just touch and go, like an airplane. You know, when they try to go there and they're training flights, they call it touch and go. Because the most important thing in flying is the takeoff and the landing. This is the most important, this is true, this is to do with pilots. The most important thing and the most dangerous thing in flying is the takeoff and landing. So that's why they do like 7, 8, 9 touch and go, they call it, touch and goes. And this brother is like this, he's touch and go. The minute he says, Sami Allahu liman hamidah, he goes to prostrate. In the sunnah, what is mandatory is you stand up erect until every bone goes back to its place, and then you say Allahu Akbar and you fall on your knees and hands to prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jal. She tells us that if he raised his head from prostration, we have a position where he sits between the two prostrations, right? She says that he would not prostrate again until he sits erect, meaning all the bones are back to their places. He feels the tranquility of the prayer before he falls to prostrating again. We have a short break. Stay tuned, inshallah. We'll be right back.